The prospect of Israel's withdrawal has failed to stop fighting in the Gaza Strip, a territory seized at the end of the Six-Day Arab-Israeli War in 1967. Since then, settlers in Gaza have been living in the midst of 1.3 million Palestinians. The Gaza plan means Israel will unilaterally disengage from the area by next summer by pulling out all 8,000 Jewish settlers and most of the troops that protect them. Israel will still keep control of Gaza's borders, coastline, and airspace. Four small West Bank settlements will also be evacuated, but some 230,000 West Bank settlers would remain. The Israeli Prime Minister has indicated the peace process on the West Bank could slow down. It is very possible that after the evacuation there will be a long period when nothing else happens, said Mr. Sharon in a recent interview to an Israeli newspaper. His statement came after an extraordinary interview by his lifelong confidant and political aide, Dov Weisglass, who just days before the vote explained the plan was meant to abort the roadmap. Effectively, this whole package called the Palestinian State, with all that it entails, has been removed indefinitely from our agenda, said Mr. Weisglass. And all this with a U.S. presidential blessing and the ratification of both houses of the U.S. Congress, he added. Nothing new, says Henry Siegman, executive director of Middle East Studies at the Council of Foreign Relations and the former executive of the American Jewish Congress.
Sharon himself was far more honest about his intentions even before the Weisglass interview than was anyone else. He himself said relinquishing the settlements in Gaza is the price Israel must pay if it wishes to hold on to all of the settlements and indeed even deepen the settlement enterprise in the West Bank and continue to enjoy American support.
For Prime Minister Sharon, to change policies would mean abandoning his lifelong commitment to the settlements, contends Mr. Siegman. He adds Mr. Sharon is an uncertain peace partner.
The slogan for the past 4 years has been, Israel has no Palestinian partner for peace. What the Weisglass interview makes crystal clear is that the reverse is even more true. That the Palestinians, even if there were a new leadership, it would not find a partner for peace in Israel as long as Sharon's ideas continue to dominate in Israel's political system.
Other analysts suggest Mr. Sharon has a stature to start dismantling the settlements. David Makovsky is senior analyst at the Institute for Near East Policy in Washington.
I think Sharon is uniquely positioned as the father of the Israeli settlements to be the first one to take those settlements, at least beginning Gaza, down. And I think many in the Likud party realize it's not the last step either.
If current Israeli policies continue, says Mr. Makovsky, Jews might become a minority in their own state.
If you look Israel, West Bank, Gaza, you're talking about 5 million Jews and about 4.5 million Arabs. And within a decade, the Jews could be the minority. Even within the Likud party, they're saying the democracy and the demographic self-interest trumps the land.
The Sharon unilateral plan has now shifted to Israel the responsibility for finding a two-state solution, warns Ian Lustig, professor of international relations at Maryland University.
The burden of proof now lies on the shoulders of Israelis. They are going to have to start arguing with Palestinians by saying, don't worry, we will make it possible for an acceptable state to be built for you, one with territorial contiguity, one where the wall's route does not determine the border, one in which there will be free access to economic opportunities on both sides, one where East Jerusalem will be Al-Quds.
In the meantime, the absence of Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat is rattling the already shaky Middle East. His departure could make an opening for a more moderate Palestinian leadership, or a more fractured one with accompanying violence and instability. Most analysts agree it is time for the international community to re-engage. For Focus, this is Yela DeFrancesco.